Today I have the great honour of introducing a world-leading expert in the area of energy medicine. It's Dr. James Oshman. Dr. Oshman obtained his BS degree in biophysics from the University of Pittsburgh in 1961 and his PhD in biological sciences from the University of Pittsburgh in 1965. He's the author of over 100 scientific publications and two books, including Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis, and Energy Medicine in Therapeutics and Human Performance. He's on the editorial board of several scientific journals, including the Journal of Bodywork and Movement Therapies and the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. He's a member of various organisations, including the Scientific and Medical Network and the Institute for Science in Society in the UK, the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and the International Society for the Study of Subtle Energies and Energy Medicine. And he's also currently the president of Nature's Own Research Association. So, Dr. Oshman, thank you very much for sharing your time with us today, and a very warm welcome to the summit.
Well, thank you. This is delightful.
Fantastic. As you're an expert in energy medicine, before we start talking about earthing, I'd love for you to share with our audience just a brief overview of what energy medicine is. So exactly kind of what modalities of healing fall into this category.
Okay, well, energy medicine is the involvement of energy in diagnosis and therapeutics. That energy can be produced by or detected by a device or by the human body itself. Some people are very sensitive and can pick up the various energies. And energy medicine recognizes that the body uses various forms of energy for communications involved in physiological regulations. Regulations are very important. Most disorders that we experience have to do with disruptions of regulations. So energy medicine involves the use of energy of particular frequencies and intensities and wave shapes and other characteristics that stimulate the repair of one or more tissues or that facilitate the transfer of information within the body. And when we talk about energy, we're talking about heat, light, sound, gravity, pressure, vibration, electricity, magnetism, chemical energy, electromagnetism, many of which we use all the time to sense our environment. So all of us are really experts on energy because we use our senses to orient ourselves and get us to where we need to be to do the things we want to do. So we know about heat, light, sound, gravity, touch, and so on. We know all about it.
Fantastic. And some of the actual sort of healers involved with this, is everything from sound therapy, light therapy, acupuncture would fall into this category.
Exactly. In fact, each modality, each of the modern complementary and alternative medicines and conventional medicine involves the use of energy all the time. In fact, some of the conventional diagnostic tools used by medical doctors are energy medicine technologies, although they don't look at it that way, but the electrocardiogram or electroencephalogram are both diagnostic tools that every doctor is familiar with and that measure energetic processes taking place in the body.
That's so true. And even things like MRI scans and everything else, it's all energy, isn't it? And brain scans, and anytime we're measuring electricity in the body, I guess that's even a heartbeat. That's energy medicine.
It sure is.
You see, people don't realise that. Why do you think it's been a little bit slow to be taken up by the mainstream, in your view? I think it's going to become mainstream very soon. But what would you think of some of the kind of misunderstandings or just why it might be a bit slow on the uptake?
Well, the information you got from Dr. Klinghardt is very accurate. Western medicine studies biochemistry primarily and is very poorly educated in energy and physics and biophysics. And the opposite is true, he told you, I think, in one of your previous interviews, is that it's the other way around in Germany and Russia. So we need to pay attention to what's been done. The Russians have done a lot of work that's been brilliant, but we don't know about it because we are not able to talk in the physics language. I'm very blessed that I have a background in both physics and biophysics, and this enables me to make sense of a lot of phenomena that medical doctors are just mystified by. So it slows progress when the medical profession isn't able to recognize what is going on in these various modalities. And I'll give you a few. Acupuncture, Alexander, Aura Balancing, Biodynamics, Body Talk, this is alphabetical, Bowen, Chiropractic, Cranial Sacral, Feldenkrais, Healing Touch, Holographic Repatterning, Homeopathy, Massage, Osteopathy, Pilates, Physical Therapy, Pranic Healing, Polarity Therapy, Reflexology, Reiki, Rolfing or Structural Integration, Therapeutic Touch, Yoga, and we made it to Z, Zero Balancing. All of those modalities, when they are taught as in terms of the energetics of the human body. So a great deal of knowledge has been produced by following what these people are doing, looking at what they're doing energetically. Each has a slightly different take on energy and what energy is. But you, when you put them together, this is where we're headed. And I love, this is a quote from an acupuncturist. There is this medicine and that medicine and this method and that method. And then there's the body really is. That's Carrie Weinstein. And that's where we're headed. We're headed to understand the way the body really is, leaving out, not leaving out the blind spot around energy. Once we start to talk about energy, we start to see things that we didn't see before.
Exactly. I think that source, you've hit it, the nail on the head as well, because in a sense, it's, in some ways, it is invisible. And some, in some places, we haven't had the measurement. You know, we're not able to measure all of it, and we can some of it, certainly, you know, but we don't, some of it we can't. So I think that's another reason why, if you can't see it, it doesn't exist. It's a bit like the microbes before the microscope, I guess. So, but hugely important. So would you be able to share, seeing as we have an opportunity here to actually do a bit of education on the physics of the body with a lot of practitioners who are probably mostly in the biochemistry paradigm, so perhaps expanding on this, the idea of this, the body electric, and in the particular, you have this liquid crystalline structure that you talk about that the human body is. I think that's fascinating. I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, the body electric is actually the title of Robert Becker's classic book, By Electromagnetism and Life, and he wrote one called Cross Currents. Those are very valuable books. If anybody is interested in energy medicine, those are must reads. They're very good. As far as the matrix, the discovery, the important discovery is basically that the images of cells that you see in textbooks, and are in all medical textbooks, this is the way, the picture of the cell that physicians and medical researchers learn in their first courses in medicine. And it's a picture of a cell as a bag full of loop with a nucleus and mitochondria and various other things floating around inside, kind of floating in the extracellular space. This image of the cell is completely wrong, very misleading. And I just ask, how can medical researchers or physicians understand anything about cells and the way they work with an inaccurate picture? So the accurate picture that's emerged was from recognizing that there are various fabrics inside the cell. It's called the cytoskeleton. It's a fibrous network. The nucleus has a fabric within it. And a great discovery by Mark Brecher in Cambridge is that there are proteins that go across the surface of the cell and connect with the extracellular matrix, which is continuous with all of the big fibrous systems in the body, the tendons, the ligaments, the myofascia, which are the coverings of the muscles, cartilage, bone itself is part of the connective tissue. There's a superficial fascia right under the skin, and there are the coverings of bones, and so on. So it's a vast system that extends everywhere in the body, and as you mentioned, these materials are liquid crystals, which is an extraordinary statement and one that deserves a lot of attention. And there are few people who realize that the body is mainly crystalline in nature. When you think of crystals, you think of hard things like diamonds and agates. But the fibers in the connective tissue are long, thin, flexible molecules, mainly collagen. And so the connective tissue doesn't feel like a hard crystal. It's a soft, flexible crystal. But crystals have extraordinary properties, which we're just beginning to understand. And the liquid crystallinity means that these materials are partway between liquids and solids. And they deserve an enormous amount of study. Every time I look at them, I learn something new. This is an incredible place to look. And the interconnectedness of all of these systems, the nucleus, nuclear matrix, cytoskeleton, extracellular matrix, all of the connective tissues and myofascia, that interconnected system, which we have called the living matrix, the fact that it's so interconnected is extremely valuable, has gotten a lot of attention in therapeutic schools because therapists quickly discover that when they touch the body, and at any place, they're touching the whole body. And so this is a very well-described, scientifically documented system that gives rise to the phenomena we are referring to when we use the word holistic. It's a whole system that goes everywhere in the body, and its properties are incredible.
Does that include, I think I've heard you talk about one of the properties is if you're touching one part of the body, the speed of communication is so fast, maybe even simultaneous, it's so fast, or instantaneous, I mean, but that this sort of crystalline structure is therefore, it's conducting electrons, protons, so it's super fast, basically faster than hormones could go, or even neurologically.
Exactly, and our model of regulation that you read about in any medical text has to do with diffusing signal molecules, hormones, neurotransmitters, and other molecules that signal various activities. And that's a very slow process. In fact, nerves are very slow. The reason I wrote the book on human performance is because I recognized, and many others have recognized, that brilliant performances, whether in art or music or dance or athletics, are often too fast to be explained by nerve impulses. And so, in fact, a colleague of mine, Mari Pressman, a psychiatrist from Philadelphia, and I wrote an article in which we described four systems that are 100 to 1,000 times faster than nerves. So nerves are interesting, and it's good to have a nervous system, but there are other much faster systems, like you say, instantaneous systems or speed of light. And in fact, there's a whole field of biophotonics of very clever scientists studying the light in the body, and they measure the light that comes out of the body. One of the very interesting things from research in the Netherlands showed that the fingernails emit a lot of light. And this is done in the dark using very sensitive photon counters. And I think that's really interesting for people who use their hands in therapeutics. And this is from the Van Wycks in Holland. And the fingers in the dark really light up. So every time you touch somebody, you have these crystals at the ends of your fingers. They're keratin crystals. We call them fingernails. And they're ideal for transducing all kinds of energy from one form to another. So we don't really know how many different kinds of energy go into the body when you touch someone. It can be electricity, magnetism, light, vibration, and so on. It's a very interesting study.
Fantastic. That's absolutely fascinating. And it probably leads into now that we've sort of discussed that there's this kind of body electric that we have, in terms of considering how we would, if you like, look after that part of our bodies, in diet and lifestyle medicine, actually mechanistic kind of conventional medicine sees the human body as very disconnected from the environment and very unaffected by it, so as if we live in a vacuum. Diet and lifestyle medicine has expanded that to say, okay, health as well as psychology and our environment very much affects our health. So diet, exercise, you know, pollution, chemicals and so on. But this is taking it to a new level, because now we have to acknowledge we're living on this thing called planet Earth that is hurtling through space, and the Earth is affected by the sun, the cosmos, and that we are potentially affected by all of that as well.
Well, it's exactly true. And one of the fascinating studies was done by a man by the name of Beck, Robert Beck. Bob Beck, not Robert Becker, Bob Beck. Mm-hmm. And he traveled around the world visiting various healers, shaman, witch doctors, people who had seemed to have extraordinary healing powers. And he discovered that even though they all knew the others didn't know what they were doing, each one of them had the best method, and the other people really didn't understand what was going on, they were all doing the same thing. And what they were doing was they were tapping in, they were linking their brain waves with a rhythm of the earth, which is called the Schumann resonance. It's a resonance that's produced by the electricity from lightning that creates a signal that skips around the earth. It goes around the earth about 8 times a second, the speed of light, and it makes a resonance in the cavity between the surface of the earth and the ionosphere. And it's well known, was discovered by a German researcher by the name of Schumann. And that is a very interesting rhythm, because it is affected by the height of the ionosphere, and the ionosphere is like the ocean. The ionosphere goes out at night and back in during the day. It changes its position just because of the gravitational pull of the moon and the sun. And it's really a rhythm that tells a story. Contained within that rhythm are the rhythmic movements of the sun and the planets and the moon and so on. So it's really a cosmic celestial rhythm. And that's the rhythm that Beck was finding that these different healers were tapping into. He measured the Schumann resonance with a sensitive recording system and measured the brain waves of these healers at the same time. And they would do whatever they had to do to get into the healing state, whether it was a chant or breaking an egg or doing some movements of some kind. Whatever it was, when they went into the healing mode, their brain waves were synchronized with the Schumann resonance, which is the story of the motions of the celestial bodies. It's incredible, incredible story. And recent research has shown that, has confirmed. Juan Acosta Urquidi is an electroencephalographer, and he studied many different shaman and healers, and they are all doing the same thing.
Now, that is amazing, because I've also heard with the Schumann resonance, I think it's so important for human health that doesn't NASA make sure the astronauts have this resonance when they're out in space, because they'll get sick if they don't have it? Is that right?
Well, that's right. And then from that, some healing technologies were developed by NASA and also by the Russian space program to keep the astronauts, to keep them fit. So you're right about that.
So that's amazing. I mean, just people do not realise things like this, do they? Absolutely amazing. So should we talk particularly now about earthing, which is such an interesting and I think very important. I'm so glad to share this with the audience, because in my clinical experience, this has been one of the single most important things that I did to help patients with sleep to start out with. So would you like to share kind of what is earthing and why is it beneficial to Earth?
Well, imagine yourself standing in the surf at the ocean, with your bare feet in the ocean, with your arms outstretched, taking in the sun through your eyes or through your skin and taking in the earth's energy through your feet. When you stand on the beach or in the moist sand, you're connected to something like 3/5 of the earth's surface, the oceans, and you're receiving all that energy, that all the information that comes in from space and affects the earth and the rhythms of the earth and so on. And that's a very healthy thing to do, is to get sunlight and barefoot contact with the earth. And you're right. We've been doing this for something like 15 years. We've published dozens of papers in peer-reviewed journals. And the first thing that was discovered is that people sleep better when they sleep grounded. And this is done by sleeping on a sheet that has silver fibers woven through it. The silver fibers connect to a rod that goes out, a wire that goes out to the window of your bedroom to a rod stuck in the earth. You can also plug into the grounding system in your home if it's a good ground, the third outlet. It's a little different in the UK than in the US, but there are connectors for basically for every country. And this takes care of insomnia, often immediately. Sometimes it takes a few nights. And this is really important because certainly in the U.S., we have something like 70 million people who don't sleep well, who suffer from insomnia. And that's very costly, and you can't feel well when you don't get a good sleep. And the reason, then we found out the reason people sleep better is because their pain goes away. And their pain goes away, we discovered, because electrons from the earth get rid of inflammation. And inflammation is what causes pain. And inflammation, it turns out, has been discovered in recent years. It's one of the hottest topics in modern medical research. There are hundreds of thousands of recent studies of inflammation. And it all began with a Harvard cardiologist, Paul Ridker, who developed compelling information showing that a marker for inflammation called CRP or C-reactive protein is a risk factor for just about every disease, every chronic disease you can think of. He specifically studied heart disease, but medical researchers have now found that virtually all diseases are connected. Chronic diseases are connected with inflammation. In fact, it's almost as though there really aren't a bunch of different diseases. There's just inflammation. And what excites me about body work and movement therapies and other kinds of hands-on techniques is that massage, for example, massage therapists feel little lumps sometimes in your tissue. And these are what's called silent inflammation, a little bump left over from 20 years ago, perhaps, when you bumped yourself and it never fully healed. And these little bumps can lead to serious problems later in life. It's chronic disease, which is, by the way, three quarters of the health care in the United States is for chronic illness. And it is all related to inflammation. And so if you can do something about these little bumps, which seem to melt when they're touched, you're really sparing a patient from a lot of future problems. So it's quite exciting. One famous physicist from Milan, Italy, Emilio Del Giudice, said, "Living systems can be affected by many agents in many different ways, but these influences add up to modifications of one parameter, the density of electric polarization." And it turned out that inflamed tissue is electrically polarized, it's acidic, and it attracts electrons. And one of the nice things about the living matrix is that when you put your bare feet on the earth, there's a point on the ball of the foot called kidney one. It's the beginning of the meridian system, acupuncture meridian system, and it just sucks electrons into your body from the earth. When I started this research, I didn't know that the Earth was a source of electrons. It's fascinating to find this out. And these electrons from the Earth are the best antioxidants you can take because they can get into these little pockets of inflammation that I just described, these little hard, dense pockets that massage is able to melt. But dietary antioxidants can't get in there because the barricade, the body makes a barricade, a barrier, between an injured tissue and the rest of the body. And that doesn't actually have to happen. If you injure yourself, the best thing to do, of course, if it's serious, you've got to go to the hospital or see a doctor, but in the meantime, get your shoes and socks off and go barefoot in the grass. And you don't have to have inflammation, or you can greatly reduce inflammation characterized by pain, heat, swelling, redness, and loss of function. All of those are hallmarks of inflammation that go back to the Greeks. That doesn't have to happen. It's supposed to happen, according to Western medicine, but if you're grounded, it won't happen. So the study of earthing, of grounding, has really opened up our understanding of inflammation in a totally new way. In fact, we just had a paper published in the Journal of Inflammation Research to get the views of inflammation researchers around the world to explore our ideas, which we think are revolutionary in terms of this profoundly important function of the body, the immune system, and inflammation.
And it's amazing because it's free. All we have to do is stand on the earth directly, and our electronic crystalline liquid matrix connects directly with the earth. It's a massive negative electron, which is amazing in itself. Extraordinary. So shoes are terrible then. Shoes were invented and they're just bad news.
Well, actually, if you follow the development of inflammatory conditions and stress conditions over the last 40 years, and in particular, we've followed the growth of diabetes, which is a worldwide epidemic of costing enormous amounts of money, just a terrible situation. If you follow the growth in the epidemic of diabetes and the growth of athletic shoes, the curves are just about identical. That doesn't prove anything, but it sure is suspicious. And it looks to us as like 40 years ago, people went to the doctor for infections. And with antibiotics, that has been largely eliminated, although there are now some problems with using too much in the way of antibiotic treatments. But what people go to the doctor for now are stress-related disorders, inflammation, inflammatory conditions, including all the chronic diseases. And so that we attribute that to the fact that we're disconnected. We've disconnected, and we need to go barefoot. There are some shoes that you can get that are very good for connecting to the earth. One type of shoe is called Plugs, PLUGGZ.com. Women love them. They're good looking, they're very comfortable, and they have the additional attribute that they connect you to the earth when you're walking on grass or on cement. Asphalt is an insulator. Walking on the sidewalk or in your basement, if it's a cement floor that isn't sealed, all of those places are good places to connect to the earth, and it's very good for you.
And also there are other ways, aren't there? Because obviously one of the best things that one can do is to be sleeping earthed. But obviously many of us are living in a climate where that's not possible. So there are also these things, earthing sheets.
Exactly, and they're fantastic. You put it on and that's it. You just leave it. There are no refills. You don't have to go to the drugstore. It just will change your health indefinitely. And the more you wash these sheets, the better conductors they are, because the cotton shrinks and the silver doesn't. So it becomes even a better conductor, but wash it with bleach because that'll take the silver out.
And where can people find that information about that?
Well, the information on the research that we've done is at earthinginstitute.net, and the products that you can use to connect to the earth, and there are more and more of them all the time, is at earthing.com, www.earthing.com. And our latest innovation, which we're going to announce at a meeting that's coming up towards the end of next month, is we're making pads that therapists can put on their treatment tables that will ground the therapist and the patient during a treatment. And the purpose of this is to protect the therapist, because if the therapist touches a person who has a lot of inflammation, that person will pull electrons out of the therapist. The patient feels better, the therapist tends to get exhausted. And just to document this, a number of massage therapists have doubled the number of patients they can see in a day without becoming exhausted by using earthing or grounding systems in their practice. So they end up the day feeling great instead of exhausted. Doubling your practice can mean a big boost in your income and great boost in your satisfaction, and you can help more people. It's a great innovation, and we're going to make sure that all kinds of hands-on therapists are aware of the availability of these grounding pads. We're going to give away a lot of them so that the various schools can teach the use of earthing pads during their treatment sessions.
That's absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating about what you just said there about how the therapist can end up sort of giving their electrons away. Amazing. Also, there's a book, I personally highly recommend the book, Earthing. It's called Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever. That's by Clinton Ober, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, that we've mentioned in this summit, the fantastic cardiologist who's involved with chronic fatigue as well, and Martin Zucker. And Dr. Oshman, you wrote the foreword to the book. That's a fantastic resource, isn't it? It contains lots more information in much more depth with all the references as well.
Yes, that book has been translated into many different languages, and it's sold millions of copies around the world. People are very interested in this because it's so easy to do and so good for you.
And I would also say, in my clinical experience, it's something that works straight away. It's amazing. So it can, if it's going to work, it'll work straight away. It's not something where you have to wait for weeks. If anything, we have to be a little bit careful about people sort of going gently with how much they're kind of earthed, if they're a little bit sort of toxic and so on. So, and it's notable, however, there are other major clinicians who've also come out and said the same thing. And I know that, for example, Dr. Dietrich Klinghart talks about earthing sheets and exactly the same thing, talking about it in relation to sleep and so on. So, yeah, it's great to share this information and get it out there. So, Dr. Oshman, thank you so much for your time. Where do people find out more about you personally and your books that you've written?
Well, my website, and you can just go to Amazon. It's where I buy copies of my book. And my website, www.energyresearch.com. US.
Fantastic.
A new book is coming out in a month or two. It's the second edition of Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis, which has been a huge success. You know how I know it's a huge success? It's because when I call the editor, she's always on vacation. I don't get vacations, but the book editor and their staff gets vacations.
Very good. So that's excellent. So thank you so much, Dr. Oshman. That was absolutely fascinating and very interesting latest developments that you shared with us there as well. So I think our audience will have benefited greatly. So thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you for all your good questions, and I hope people got a lot of good stuff from it.
I'm sure they did.